You had scored like 4 goals, I think, in the first 3 games of the playoffs, yeah. and then hadn't scored in a while. How big a deal is that just for you personally to get that goal last night?
No, it was big for me. I think you don't focus too much on individual stats in the playoffs, especially. But it does wear on you a little bit because you want to be more of a contributing factor to the team. And it'd been a couple of games that I hadn't scored, so to get that was nice.
Just a lot of hockey left to be played with those 2 wins coming back. The series kind of feel like a little bit fresher in this one.
I think so. I mean, the series is tied now. It's even. Going into Washington, not knowing what was going to happen, I mean, the series could have been over by now. So we've given ourselves some new life, but there's still a long way to go, like you said.
It's easy to get very down or like feel the pressure after losing those first 2 at home. Like, how do you feel like you guys were able to? Why were you able to kind of find a way to not save the moment versus trying to win the big picture of being that down that far?
Well, I think at first you can feel bad for yourself, but you know, we're a pretty optimistic group, and we watched the video, and it's easy to say, you know, they're a great team, they're doing a lot of good things, but there's a lot of things that we could have done better, and I think we made some adjustments that have ultimately helped us out.
I know it's tied to Mulder and series-wise, but you have home ice advantage now. I mean, if you feel the wins you guys had in the home ice, maybe you flipped a little bit the pressure more back on them a little bit.
As we've seen, like, in this series, home ice hasn't meant much, so we're hoping we can use that to our advantage more tomorrow, but it hasn't been much of an advantage.
Killer, what do you have to do to take that road game and translate it into the home game tomorrow?
Well, you know, when you're on the road, it's, you know, what everyone talks about is you play a more simple game. You kind of wait for things to happen, or you don't force things because you don't want to make a mistake on the road, typically. And I think that's the way we have to handle tomorrow, you know, kind of don't force any mistakes, play good defensive hockey, and let those plays come to us.
When you're going through a second period like you guys went through last night, are you even noticing that the other team's dominating, or do you just look at the scoreboard and say, hey, it's 2-2, we're still all right?
No, you notice because, you know, it's when you're playing most of your shifts in the defensive zone, you guys get frustrated, guys want to be playing offensive, you want to help out. We feel bad for a goalie, you're putting him in a tough position, but, you know, because of that, I think going into the third period, we kind of had a talk with each other in the locker room, and we said we got to be better. But even though they had done so well in the second period, it was still a 2-2 game. And being on the road, 2-2, going into the third, we'll take that.
Alex, did you think that shot was going to go in last night by Bolt?
I don't know. It was one of those plays where it happened so quick that, you know, you don't know. You just try to put a good shot on net, and luckily his 5-4 is open.
In 3 out of 4 games this series, you guys have had less than 25 shots. How do you challenge Holtby more and make him work for the saves he's getting?
I think that's something that we need to work on for sure. We need to produce more shot, have a higher shot volume. They've done a great job in that sense. You know, they've done a good job breaking pucks and not spending too much time in their defensive zone. Hasn't allowed us to have a lot of second chance opportunities, so we got to be better in that department.
You've been in a situation with one where you lost your stick, and you were sticking to somebody else. And what was it like to watch Johnson there with like Bates trying to shine?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll give a lot of credit to Johnson because a lot of times when you do break a stick, we have a certain plan, and the plan is not to go and to shadow a player. But when you're playing against a guy like Ovechkin, you want to take away their, you know, one of their best assets, and Johnson did a great job of that.
Est-ce que vous avez parlé de l'avantage de la glace un peu dans les dernières heures, le fait de vous laver l'avantage de la glace pour le reste de la série? Comment on fait pour s'assurer de l'avoir et de jouer avec cet avantage?